Well, good morning, everyone. I hope this new time is not too late for some who get to work, but we'll try, huh? On this feast of Our Lady of the Rosary, a compendium of the entire gospel, I welcome each and every one of you as we begin together another year of theological reflection, a year in which we celebrate the great gift of the Eucharist. I have thus entitled these meditations, The Pandemic Challenge, A Renewed Appreciation for the Eucharist. For the opening reflection this morning, I've entitled this meditation, Sunday Mass, Why Bother? I'm aware that our Cardinal, similar to other bishops around the nation and world, gave a dispensation from Sunday Mass during this time of pandemic. The dispensation has been lifted, and gradually our parishioners are returning with their families to Mass. The hope of these reflections is to underscore the theological importance of the Eucharist in the life of each and every Catholic. The pandemic challenge, a renewed appreciation for the Eucharist, is the title of the series. As the pandemic and its challenges gradually dissipate, it is a good time to look at the centrality of the Eucharist in our lives. It can be so very easy to roll over in bed on Sunday morning with all good intentions for a later Mass and the day gets away. Or maybe I justify that much needed time with my children as I am so busy during the week, so busy that there is not quality time for them. Moreover, there are regrettably conflicting sports games at Mass time on Sunday morning. It's certainly challenging to fight that. Just not worth the fight, so we do the sports. Or the old belief that God knows that I love him and he loves me, he will certainly understand my absence with all the many good things I am doing, of course, doing for him. Excuses, conflicts, seemingly credible justifications, and the list goes on. In the face of this, each of us knows the commandment from the Old Testament to keep holy the Sabbath day, and each of us has been taught from childhood that Sunday Mass, or Saturday Vigil, attendance every Sunday without exception in normal times is an obligation for those who are practicing Catholics. We know this instinctively, so there is often guilt if we fail to attend Mass. In the words of Pope Francis, at an audience talk a few years ago, he said, "How can we carry out the gospel without drawing the energy needed to do it, one Sunday after another, from the limited source of energy of the Eucharist?" Yes, a certain source of spiritual energy from the Eucharist. In our day, more is needed to make Sunday Mass attendance a regular and integral part of our lives than the obligation itself. It is too easy to say, why bother, or I will do my best next week. It's important to begin to understand, perhaps for the first time, or in this post-pandemic time, what is it about Sunday Mass that warrants our weekly attendance every Sunday? I will try and give reasons that underscore the importance of Sunday Mass. First of all, there is an instinct in each of us to worship and thank God, in effect, a duty to pray. This instinct and duty is written within each and every one of us, whether we are consciously aware of it or not. The Mass, dear friends, is the highest form of prayer that we have. Our greatest prayer of praise. We attend Mass to worship God and raise our minds and hearts to him. But why, you might ask, is Sunday so important? For starters, every Sunday is a little Easter. In the words of St. Augustine, Sunday is a sacrament of Easter. And Easter is the heart of our faith. for each and every one of us privileged to be baptized into the new life of the Lord Jesus, it is his risen life in which we are baptized. In fact, the weekly reckoning of time, Sunday, recalls the day of Christ's resurrection. It's Easter which returns week by week, celebrating Christ's victory over sin and death, the fulfillment in him of the first creation and the dawn of a new creation. The day when creation began became the day when creation was renewed. Creation and redemption, after all, belong together. That's why Sunday is so important. The resurrection of Jesus is the fundamental event upon which Christian faith rests. If Sunday recalls the resurrection, and it does, then that is why Sunday is at the heart and soul of every Christian spirituality. When we eat his body and drink his blood, it is the risen Jesus that we eat and drink. We say body of Christ, we could just as easily say the risen body of Christ. I was struck by this during my summer vacation a few years ago when on a pilgrimage I visited on a Sunday the Russian Orthodox Church in Tallinn, Estonia. Yes, I was there. Formerly a part of the Soviet Union. In front of the altar was a large vase, this was in the summer, of Easter lilies. Could there be a more visible sign of the risen Lord? I also learned that the Russian word for Sunday is resurrection. Scripture reveals the importance of that first day of the week in the beautiful Easter readings, which we hear each year during Easter week. From Mark, Luke, and John, we hear the various accounts of the empty tomb, each with a little different twist. But what they have in common was that each took place on the first day of the week. That's the first day after the Sabbath, or Sunday. Remember also that most beautiful account about the journey to Emmaus, one of the most beautiful accounts in all of Scripture, it also took place on that very day, on Sunday, when the risen Lord joined them and then ultimately came to know them in the breaking of the bread, and while their hearts were burning when he broke open the Scripture to them. Then again, the risen Lord appeared to the 11 in the upper room. When? On the evening of that first day of the week. Each of these magnificent scripture readings echoes the joy, for sure uncertain at first, but then overwhelming, which the apostles had to have experienced in the presence of the risen Lord once they recognized him. And especially on the evening of the first day of the week when he visited them in the upper room and they gave them his gift of peace and the Holy Spirit. It is that same joy, dear friends, that we pray penetrates each and every one of us in a special fashion on that first day of the week, each week, every Sunday. When we come together for Holy Mass, for prayer, when we rest from our labors, and when we spend time with family and friends and engage in works of charity. These are all ways in which we come to experience the risen Lord, the Sunday Jesus, his life. These are ways in which our spiritual lives are enhanced. Sunday distinguishes, or should, each of us as followers of Jesus. And what we do on Sunday, we give witness about it, who we in effect are. We're members of the body of the risen Christ. And we witness to that by our very presence. The resurrection is, after all, the beginning of a new creation. That is why we ponder each and every Sunday. What we ponder each and every Sunday, it is a day of faith. The day of faith. It's a day when, by the power of the Holy Spirit, first given on a Sunday, who is the church's living memory, the first appearance of the risen Lord becomes an event renewed in the today of each of Christ's disciples. Sunday thus becomes an indispensable element of our Christian identity. John Paul II, Dies Domini. Sunday defines us, in effect, as Christians. With that as background, how can we not see Sunday Mass as the heart of Sunday? It is, in effect, indispensable, Sunday Mass, to our Christian identity. If the Israelites were commanded to remember on the Sabbath what God had done for them in the Exodus, their Passover from slavery to freedom to a new life, all the more should each of us remember on Sunday what Christ has done and continues to do for us, his own Passover by his death and glorious resurrection. This notion of remembering God is at the heart of the opening of ourselves to Christ's triumphant victory for each of us, drawing us into an experience of that triumph and victory in our own concrete lives. He commanded his disciples and their successors, and each of us at the Last Supper, the night before he died out of love for us, to do this in memory of me. To do means, after his example, to break our lives and live lives of love, made possible uniquely by his own death and resurrection, that most significant event of his life, which we remember, made present each and every time we gather for Eucharist and eat his body and drink his blood. In times of pandemic and not, it's the Eucharist that signifies an actual principle of life from which love results. The Eucharist communicates the strength to imitate his life in our own concrete and daily lives. Through the Eucharist, the love of Christ comes to take over our very hearts in order that we might be committed more resolutely to a way of charity in our lives. Can you thus see then how the Eucharist is the memorial banquet, do this in memory of me, where we continue in our day to celebrate the greatest act of love consummated for us by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Is there any more appropriate day than to celebrate this mystery than on the day of his resurrection, the first day of the week? Yes, on Sunday. At Sunday Mass, Christians relive with particular intensity the experience of the apostles on the evening of Easter when the risen Lord appeared to them as they gathered together. Although it is true that Sunday Eucharist is not different from the Eucharist celebrated on other days of the week, and many of you come to daily Mass admirably, the Sunday Eucharist, precisely because it is celebrated on the day when Christ conquered death and gave us a share forever in his immortal life, clearly expresses with greater emphasis its inherent ecclesial dimension, church-related dimension. It becomes the paradigm for other Eucharistic celebrations. Why is this especially true for Sunday? Because of its special solemnity and obligatory presence of the whole Catholic community, each community gathering all its members for the breaking of the bread becomes the place where the mystery of the church is concretely made present. There's an old saying, the church makes the Eucharist, and the Eucharist makes the church. The Ecclesia fa Eucharistia, e Eucharistia fa la Chiesa. It's the title of a class I had years ago in Rome. I always remembered that. The mystery of the church is present. The church makes the Eucharist, and the Eucharist makes the church. That happens at Holy Mass and Sunday in particular. The Eucharist is at the heart of Sunday and the indispensable element of our identity and unity as Catholics. Now that's traditional Catholic spirituality and theology. We need to recoup that. And we need to help each other to recoup it. The Eucharist is at the heart of Sunday and the indispensable element of our identity and unity as Catholics. The Eucharist is, as I've said, the risen Lord. For all of these reasons, it hopefully should become clear to us why Sunday Mass is obligatory, not so much under the penalty of sin, but out of a desire to share with each other the greatest memory of the greatest victory of love the world has ever known with each other at least one time a week. Since the Eucharist is the very heart of Sunday, it is clear why from the earliest centuries, the pastors of the church have not ceased to remind the faithful of the need to take part in the liturgical celebration on Sunday. The Code of Canon Law states that on Sundays and other holy days of obligation, the faithful are bound to attend Mass. Canon 1247. This legislation has normally been understood as entailing a grave obligation. This is the teaching of the Catechism of the Catholic Church. It's easy to understand why, if we keep in mind how vital Sunday is for the Christian life. It is, in effect, a festive day celebrating the Lord's resurrection. Sunday equals Easter. Easter equals resurrection. And resurrection to which we are called to share in new life. Yes, it is Sunday. We should bother. You might even decide today to make some adjustments in how you will spend Sunday in the future. Easter Sunday is, after all, not the only day in the year for a family Sunday brunch or get-together or traditionally wearing Easter bonnets. One could wear an Easter bonnet every Sunday to underscore the centrality of Easter in our lives as Christians. Every Sunday is a celebration of Easter. It is the day of the Eucharist, the most fundamental mystery of our Catholic faith and Christian life, the source and summit of our lives as followers of Christ. We pray, O Lord, nourish your church at the banquet of your word and bread. Strengthened by this food, may she follow you in joy. Amen.